This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel unleashed heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip early this morning, destroying militant tunnels, it says, and the homes of nine Hamas commanders, as international diplomats work to end the week of fighting that has killed hundreds of people. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says he has not seen any Israeli evidence of Hamas operating in a Gaza office building hit by an airstrike over the weekend. Secretary Blinken says he has asked Israel for justification for the strike. Israel destroyed a building housing this organization, the Associated Press, and other media, and claimed that Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office. This is Secretary Blinken speaking to reporters this morning.
I think, as you know, I had the opportunity over the weekend before leaving to speak to the president and CEO of the AP, Gary Pruitt. We had what I thought was a very good conversation.
Now to the continuing trouble some drivers on the East Coast are having finding gas. Here's our Julie Walker.
That pipeline hit by a cyber attack may be up and running again, but you might still be searching for gas at stations in the Southeast and East Coast. Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. I'm Julie Walker.
That smoky wildfire churning through a Los Angeles canyon is getting stronger as about 1,000 residents remain under evacuation orders. AT&T has signed a deal to combine its media business, including CNN, with Discovery Incorporated, the owner of such lifestyle networks as the Food Network. This is AP News. The Jazz slammed the Kings to clinch the NBA's top regular season record.
The Jazz have come away with the first overall seed in the NBA playoffs by finishing first in the West. Jordan Clarkson scored 33 points, and the Jazz completed a 52-20 campaign by hammering the Kings, 121-99. Rudy Gobert added 13 points and 16 rebounds for Utah, which needed to win its final two games to hold off Phoenix for the top spot.
It's a great accomplishment, you know, coming from where we came from, Seven years ago, you know, from not making the playoffs and, you know, building from scratch and building stone after stone.
Mike Conley had 11 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds in his second game back after missing 2 weeks because of a right hamstring injury. I'm Dave Ferry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, talking about the pandemic, says we haven't faced a public health crisis of this magnitude since 1918, the flu pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.